and his fightings. He has gone to a land where naught can delight him. There he may sit down and tell the scenes he's seen of, while alone he doth mourn on the Isle of St. Helena. Oh, Louisa, she weeps for her husband's departing. She dreams when she sleeps, and she wakes brokenhearted. Not a friend to console her, though there's many would be with her. And she mourns when she thinks on the Isle of St. Helena. Oh, the rude rushing waves, or the oceans a-beating, and the loud billows roar, or the oceans a-fleeting. He may look to the moon, or the great Mount Diana, with his eyes o'er the waves that roll round St. Helena. No more in St. Cloud he'll be seen in such splendor, or go on with his wars like the great Alexander. For the young king of Rome and the prince of Gehenna have caused him to die on the Isle of St. Helena. Oh, ye parliaments of England and your holy alliance, to a prisoner of war you may now bid defiance. For your base intrigues and your base misdemeanors have caused him to die on the Isle of St. Helena. All you who have wealth, beware of ambition, for a small twist of fate could soon change your condition. Be steadfast in time, for what's to come you know not, for your days they may end like his and St. Helena's.